Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up? The crew is back in full effect. Tuesday, a little bit of a gloomy day today, but we always are bringing the energy. Heard you guys in here pop a lock about one thing I wanted to ask you guys about. I've been stewing on this all day, man. Is as we get closer to the season, is Michigan getting scared? Because Harbaugh was going to be the honorary captain, so that's the essentially the middle finger to the NCAA and everybody that was hating, you know. And then he decided, you know what, I'm going to stay in the foxhole with my Chargers team. I'm not going to be there. Seems like a total about face.
Is Michigan scared until the NCAA makes them scared? I think they should be.
Sharon Moore is probably a little bit more on the hot seat than Harbaugh would never go back and coach college.
No, not with the show cause that's coming his way.
So no shot. Sharon Moore is a second two-time offender. Seems like he's in a little bit more hot water than that than Harbaugh, which is crazy.
And yet he was still probably involved in the decision to ask Harbaugh to be an honorary captain.
He was.
Dang, that's brazen. That's audacious.
Like who made the decision, and then who okayed the decision to have Harbaugh, like in a program like Michigan, where you literally have a library's volume,
Charles Woodson, of alumni, Brady,
right?
Yeah,
of any, I mean, I don't know. You've got former presidents that were alumni that the families are still involved. You've got boosters who write those big checks to pay off NCAA fines and Big East fines
and lawyer
and
fees,
NIL and right all of those things. You have enough money to hire investigators and anti-investigators and somebody in group form got together and said, you know what we ought to do? Harbaugh. And they were like, yep.
I mean, it would have been, you know, the best move would have had him come back the year after the show cause is done.
Oh, yeah.
4 years. But you're doing it at the beginning of the season, just right when you get written notification that you actually are in trouble and you didn't really get away with it. I mean, you got away with it because you got a national championship, but your head coach is a two-time offender.
I saw a shirt online, and I almost bought it. And it had the Michigan M. But under the M, M is for messy. And I thought, greatest shirt of the week. Perfect.
Yeah, it's interesting to see what's going to happen this year with Michigan. You know, I was listening to, you know, national guys, and some think that, you know, they're a college football playoff team. They lost a lot. I don't know how they would be, but, and then some are like, no way with all the stuff they got going on. I keep going back and forth. And then here's what my deciding factor was, why I actually hate Michigan even more now. It was late. I'll turn on Big Ten Network. And it was the Penn State game of this year. And it was towards the end. They just, you know, did victory kneel. And then they went to and interviewed Sharon Moore. And he started crying. I said, you know what? He gets the Buster Douglas Award. He's the
Crocodile tears.
Yeah, crocodile tears. I said, yeah, I hate Michigan.
Let me ask you, Jay. I mean, let's take it back to Nebraska. If there's anything ever going on outside the locker room, did you guys know? Did you talk about it? Did you know it was going on? Or were you guys heads down, we got a job to do?
A little bit of both. I think that it was talked about very minimal. Probably, I mean,
Address it and move on.
We were so hyper-focused in, you know, what was going on, trying to, you know, win a championship, especially like 95 or something like that. You know, we were able to overcome a lot, you know, some of our own doing and some of it just, you know, assumption and people not liking, you know, us winning. But, you know, I think you definitely know. These kids are on the phones obviously more than they should be, so they know. Does it affect their play? We saw last year, it seems like they like to be the bad boys as much as a Michigan University of football, or University of Michigan football team can be. It'll be interesting to see how you do it this year without Harbaugh, without a superior talented team.
How many other schools in the country puff their chests out as far as Michigan and say, we are X school, and make a move as audacious as inviting Harbaugh back? It just feels very Michigan arrogant. How many other schools do that move?
In this day and time, not many, just because of the social media backlash. And that's probably went into the decision. I think, you know, DP asked the question, who was in the...
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, the room, when first of all, who brought it up? That's number one. Who brought it up? And I guarantee you, Sharon Moore. He wanted his buddy to come back. And then I want to know who was in the room, or who sent the email and said, "No, it's not going to work out." Because they both lead back to you, like, okay, who actually waited this long to decide that it's not going to work, and then who really actually decided that it would work or be something positive?
Yeah, it wasn't just one level that this got through.
Well, I mean, just, you know, DP, from a player standpoint, right? Say you're on Michigan's team. Say you got recruited by, you know, Mentor or Harbaugh or Moore, who's the head coach. But a lot of coaches that, you know, left with Jim Harbaugh to go to be the Chargers head coach. And then he just ups and leaves after essentially, you know, not playing by the rules and, you know, embarrassing the University of Michigan. And he leaves and goes off. You know, he kind of walks away unscathed. You know, I mean, let's be honest, right? I mean, he got suspended twice, and the first part was an easy part of the season. The second part, you know, obviously they were kind of rolling, and he got the coach in the college football playoffs, and then he ups and leaves. Do you think there's some animosity towards Harbaugh with the players presently on the roster? Or would you have some animosity?
Well, I mean, as a player, I would have animosity because you're not there.
Right.
Showing up is the greatest thing a coach can do. Show up. Be there consistently and be where you say you're going to be.
Right.
Not being there to help them through the thing that you helped build, the situation you helped create.
Great, yeah.
Is a statement that, wait a minute, there is no value in it. There's no value in it. You're still telling Michigan, to all the people that you went to their house, recruited them, made promises, delivered, all, et cetera, that you would rather be somewhere else than be in Ann Arbor, Michigan, running that program that, according to everything you said, was everything. It was the great thing. Love you, Blue. It was everything. Until a bigger check and a less greasy situation showed up.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. It's only greasy because you made it greasy. Like you put the poop in the room.
You're a perfectly adequate 9-3 team.
Like, you listen. At 9-3 at Michigan, allowed room, you're close enough to keep the job and to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Getting to 12-2, fully sufficient for Michigan. We understand that. Beat Ohio State, but you don't have to. We don't expect you to beat Georgia, Alabama.
Right.
Nobody does. If you do, cool. Not a big deal, but cool. But you went the full board, created chaos and a mess, and then jetted. You bounced. Wait a minute, bro. You you've been coaching me, making me go to class and change my diet and do all this stuff when I could have just done 2 years and went pro and missed all of this stuff. I didn't need to come to Michigan and go through this. You are tarnishing my resume and my reputation. There's no benefit to it.
Right. Right. I mean, he recruited a lot of players, and especially, let's not forget, he recruited a lot of the guys that are the younger players after, I guess, essentially he talked himself out of the Minnesota job. I mean, you don't get on a plane leaving Michigan where you played and, you know, you love Bo Schembechler and all that stuff, and go to an NFL team not too far away and just say you were trying to, you know, a look-see.
Oh, I'm just playing.
But then you go recruit the people and say you don't want any more NFL jobs, but as soon as you get busted, because it also tells me they never thought they were going to get caught.
Or didn't care.
Which is also very arrogant.
Or didn't care.
Yeah, either or.
Also
but
very
But like, I would rather have the chip and know that, hey, I did whatever it took. Remember, there are entire organizations that have built themselves on the premise, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah.
Just win, baby. I don't care what else I have to go through. Do I have to be a little greasy? Do I have to be a little over-aggressive? Do I have to be a little over-physical? Do I need to dress up folks in Halloween costumes in the middle of December and scare you from coming into my stadium? Don't you dare wear an opposing color in my stadium. My fans will beat you up. What do you think my team's going to do? And you would rather have the title because they can't and won't take it away because they're telling you. You can do anything. We're not going to take it away from you. Go and get it.
Yeah, it's just interesting that they decided to go with that. But anyways, good first segment. I'm back. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and then we're going to pop that bad boy off at the top of 5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.